Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
45 seconds into the fourth quarter, Kaminsky mishandled the ball. Portis with the steal. Portis with the swipe. Portis with the two-handed slam dunk. Bobby Portis. 5:40 left third. Portis lines up right side three. Bam! Bobby Portis. BP for three.
Anytime Indiana makes a run, the Bulls just bounce right back with a big play.
Highlights from the Bulls preseason game last night. You hear it right here on the home of Bulls basketball. 670 the score. Bobby Portis looks pretty damn good, Speaks.
A lot of people, a lot of Bulls fans enjoying Bobby Portis like crazy. Just like right now, it's always been the energy that's there and those crazy, exciting eyes of Bobby Portis. But the happiness with the sixth man role or whatever he's being asked to do, his attitude and his play in the preseason is making a lot of fans very happy.
Yeah, and the Bulls have talked about him as being a part of the core. And you mentioned the eyes. Bobby Portis knows he's got crazy eyes, and he's got T-shirts out that he tweeted about. And he said, get yours now, shop.bobbyportis5.com. And it's a caricature of himself with his big crazy eyes, and it says crazy eyes on it. And so I tweeted Bobby. I was like, these are incredible. Do you want to come on the show to talk about the shirts, some hoops, and how you've got a shot at sixth man of the year? And he said, let's do it. So that's what we're doing now. Bobby Portis with us on the score. What's going on, Bobby?
What's up, man? What's up?
Not much, man. So tell us about these shirts.
My rookie year when I first came into the league, it was a guy on Twitter. He was kind of mocking my eyes a little bit, and he put crazy eyes on me. But then I kind of made it into like a cool little thing. So I had one of my guys back home, draw up a T-shirt of me, of a little character, and I put it on the shirt. And, I just took off with it from there.
This is a brilliant thing to do in today's society, Bobby, is if somebody gives you an angle, gives you like a nickname or some kind of hook, go ahead and make it your own and take advantage of it. Well played, sir.
Yeah, well done. Played. That's very well done.
For sure, for sure.
And he's like right, that. Right? You do have some crazy eyes.
Yeah, he's correct, man. I've been having those since I was a kid, though, so I can't even complain with that one.
Are people scared of your crazy eyes? Like, how long is this? You said since you were a kid, so like this has been a thing you've dealt with your entire life.
Yeah. So since I was a youngin', man, everybody been talking about my eyes, but, I think it's just something cool now to do as I mature.
What about, like, on the court? Like, do you use it to your advantage as, like, an intimidation factor? Like, make your eyes even bigger than they already are?
No. I just go out there and just let the game come to me, play amongst myself and, go out there and have fun. I started playing this game because I loved it first and foremost, and, now I'm just playing, for the same reason.
So, did you ever use the intimidation of the eyes? People thinking that maybe you might actually be crazy, get somebody to back down just a little bit in the post because they don't want to actually deal with you.
I think a lot of, players on the team think I'm crazy, but, because how hard I go, how hard I play, how loud I talk on the court. But other than that, I'm just out there having fun, trying to make my teammates better, and going out there and just trying to leave it out. Just try to leave it out on the floor.
Well, the shirts are badass, I got to say. Shop.bobbyportis5.com. I think I'm going to get the white one. I'm debating between the white or the red. What's your favorite?
Well, I like the black one, man, because the black one, man, I can wear with everything, man. You can mix it up with them.
Wait, do you wear it out?
Yeah, man. I wear my shirts almost every day.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I had it on last night after the game. I did an interview. I had it on too as well. So I wear mine every day. I support the home.
All right, but at the UC or for like a game, that's one thing. But like, I like the idea of like Bobby Portis going out to like a steakhouse wearing a crazy eye shirt.
Yeah, I might do it, man. Just so I can
try to promote a little bit. That's all.
You should do a trade, Danny. We could give him one of the 3.5 million shirts we made last year. Although, you know, if, instead of Jordan Bell, we made a 3.5 million shirt, Bobby. But that might not go over so well in the locker room.
Nah, we don't care about that anymore, man. We're looking forward to the future. And man, I think it's bright.
Yeah, well, so talk to us about that. We got Bobby Portis with us on the Score again, shop.bobbyportis5.com. You've clearly worked hard this offseason. What are your team goals? Are to win, go to the playoffs, et cetera. We all understand that. But what are your Bobby Portis's individual goals this year?
You know, obviously, I've said it multiple times. I would like to be sixth man of the year, you know, barring any injuries or, you know, things like that. But you know, I feel like, you know, this year is my year. I put a lot of work into my game, and I think it's showing.
I was just going to ask you about that work that you put in. I don't think a lot of casual fans understand how year-round basketball is. Can you tell us about what you did this offseason, what your workout regimen was like, what you were focused on?
You know, first and foremost, I tried to get my body right. Just tried to cut down some of my body fat. I went from 13% body fat starting in April, and now I'm 7.3% body fat. So I cut down some body fat there just so I can be in more shape and more endurance on the court so I can play, you know, longer minutes going into the season. And then other than that, I just on the court twice a day. I go lift in the morning time. You know, right after that, you have a workout session, then come back at night and shoot. So, you know, I was pretty much locked in from April after the season to, you know, late August.
Yeah, it's good stuff going into the final year of your rookie deal with an opportunity to prove to people right now, maybe until, what is the deadline? I think it's Monday.
I think it's Monday.
It's Monday. Yeah, right. So are you expecting to have some more conversations with the Bulls between now and Monday about a contract, Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it for about a month now. You know, we've had good talks, but I just leave that to my agent. I let my agent do all that, and I just focus on playing basketball. You know, it'll be kind of stressful for me if I had to do both ends. So, you know, luckily, you know, I have a good agent in Mark Botterstein that I trust, and know that he'll get the job done for me.
You work your whole life. You become a first round pick, and you've gotten now to this point where you're on the precipice of it. I always wonder, how do you separate the two? Like, how do you not focus on the fact that generational wealth in this new contract could be coming any day or certainly any year now? How do you separate those things?
You know, with me, I've always been a family-oriented guy. Just believing in myself, you know, always having my mom and my little brothers in my corner, you know, just talking to them a lot. I don't really think about, the next contract, anything. I just think about, trying to stay in it now. My whole life, I always just tried to, take it day by day, try to get better each and every day, because that's my only job as a basketball player, to get better. And, just go out there and just try to have fun. If I'm sitting here worried about a contract, that's only going to be, stressful on myself. And, nobody can really play, at their best like that.
Has Fred Hoiberg ever said, Bobby, don't shoot quite as much? I don't think so. I think he loves how aggressive you are when you come in, Bobby.
Yeah. If you look around the league, the guys that play my role in the league, they come off and they be aggressive. The Lou Wills, the Eric Gordon, the Kyle Kuzma, to name a few. Those guys come out aggressive. And I put myself in that category because I feel like I can do the same thing, score the ball at a high level, rebound at a high level, and, affect the game as well. So, obviously, who doesn't like scoring off the bench? I feel like it's a good gig to have.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yes, those are some good names you mentioned in terms of six men. And Kuzma's a guy, they might use him a little bit at center. Or, there in L.A., you've got a unique skill set with your size, Bobby, that if you can make yourself – somebody who can match up with all different kinds of players, you can be useful in this league for a long, long time. What do you need to work on in that regard, in terms of matching up with specific kind of styles of players and being even more flexible?
I feel like one thing I can really work on, more than others, is, switching on to guards more, point guards and shooting guards. I feel like I do it now, but, I can really lock into it and you know, try to be more of a two-way type of guy. But other than that, I feel like I do a good job of holding my own against the fours and the fives and the threes. But with the ones and twos, I think I can do a much better job of, you know, taking the three away, putting my toes on the line, taking the three away, making them, you know, take tough twos.
Just another minute here with Bobby Portis. Again, you could get his Crazy Eyes t-shirt for $22. They got him in red. They got him in white. They got him in black. He said his favorite color was the black. Shop.BobbyPortis5.com.
I need a picture of Bobby wearing his t-shirt, and maybe we should put that on a t-shirt. Just get the,
I like
get the Inception thing going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple more shirts coming out, too, but I'm not going to drop them right now. I got a couple more ideas I'm going to drop, too.
All right, well, whenever you do, you come back on the show, we'll help you promote them. I got to ask you, you played with Jimmy Butler longer than anyone in that locker room. What do you make of this Jimmy Butler story that's going on in your league right now?
I don't really know. I just know he's a competitor. He wants to win, and he's a guy that goes hard each and every day. You know, with Jimmy, you know, he gives it his all. He goes 110%, whether it's practice, preseason game, exhibition game, doesn't matter. He just wants everybody to play with him. You know, play hard as he does, and you know, go out there and leave it all on the floor. So, you know, that's ultimately what all he wants.
And that sounds a lot like how you carry yourself. Do you have a Jimmy Butler is a crazy competitor story, or like a Jimmy Butler in practice going hard story that you could share with us?
You know, me and Jimmy always went at each other each and every day. Because, you know, even when I was a young guy, I just always, same way, you know, remember, just go out there, try to shoot my shots, go at people, so. You know, me and Jimmy used to always go at each other just to make each other better. And, you know, I don't really have any, you know, ideal stories, but, you know, I have a lot of, you know, situations that happen, but, you know, I probably wouldn't want to share it.
Well,
fair enough.
He was in your spot going into that final year of his deal, and he chose to bet on himself, and it worked out awfully well. So good luck to you, Bobby, and keep playing hard.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Shop.BobbyPortis5.com. We'll talk to you again soon, Bobby. We enjoyed it.
I appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Bobby Portis with us on The Score. These shirts are legitimately hilarious, so you should check them out. Dave Wannstedt is here. He will be in studio with us at 4 o'clock. That's Bobby Portis. This is McNeil and Parkins on The Score.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.